Today is day 9 of our novena to the Holy Spirit. Let us begin with an act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. On my knees, before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul, and body to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you, I live and move and am. I desire to never grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought and grant that I may always watch for your light and listen to your voice and follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you and give myself to you and ask you by your compassion to watch over me in my weakness. Holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his 5 wounds and trusting in his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart, I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, to keep me in your grace that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and Son, to say to you always and everywhere, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Amen. Thou on those who evermore thee confess and thee adore, in thy sevenfold gift descend. Give them comfort when they die. Give them life with thee on high. Give them joys which never end. Amen. Today we pray for the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit perfect the supernatural virtues by enabling us to practice them with greater docility to divine inspiration. As we grow in the knowledge and love of God under the direction of the Holy Spirit, our service becomes more sincere and generous, the practice of virtue more perfect. Such acts of virtue leave the heart filled with joy and consolation and are known as fruits of the Holy Spirit. These fruits in turn render the practice of virtue more attractive and become a powerful incentive for still greater efforts in the service of God. To serve whom is to reign. Let us pray. Come, O Divine Spirit, fill my heart with your heavenly fruits, your charity, joy, peace, patience, benignity, goodness, faith, mildness, and temperance, that I may never weary in the service of God, but by continued faithful submission to your inspiration, may merit to be united eternally with you in love of the Father and Son. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, and shall be forever, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, and shall be forever, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, and shall be forever, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, and shall be forever, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, and shall be forever, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, and shall be forever, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, and shall be forever, world without end. Amen. Prayer for the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal. the spirit of understanding to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth, the spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven, the spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation, the spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints, the spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable, and the spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God and may dread in any way to displease Him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples and animate me in all things with your Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are going to sing the Holy Spirit song today. This one's by request from Jeremy Mayfield. If you're following the wildgooseisloose.com and their video series, you will recognize this song from their videos. You can find Jeremy's music at Bandcamp or SoundCloud.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flow this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord, by your presence.
Come on.
Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. By your presence.
Oh, Spirit.